Lord, you is an awesome God. And Lord, I just want to say thank you. I just want to thank you, Lord, for who you are. I want to thank you that you's the almighty God. I want to thank you that you's an all-knowing God. Father, I thank you that you have ordained this day, Lord God. Lord, it's nothing that we can do. We don't get no credit, Father, in the name of Jesus, because we can do nothing, not anything, zero without you. Holy Spirit, I invite you to come into this service. Continue to minister to your people. Lord God, speak to me and through me. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God and amen. Let's go with it. Let's get our Bibles. Let's just get right into this word. Time has been real good. It's been fruitful. I thank God for it all. But we must move along, and let's just break bread and in the word of God. It's not so much the natural bread, but we need the spiritual bread. Amen. So we can grow and go and stay in focus, being all that God is calling us to do. I want you to know, if you put a title on this message, it's going to be going on or going back. Let's stop and think about that. Going on or going back. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, are you going on or are you going back? Come on. It's just like riding a bicycle now. It's just like riding a bicycle. When you stop pedaling, you're going to tilt over. In Christ Jesus, either you're progressing or are you regressing? Come on now.
Amen.
Come on. It ain't no middle of the road. Either you going on or you going back. And we living in perilous time. We living in troublesome time. We need to go back and get a fresh anointing. We need to go back and get a fresh touch. We need to go back and reconnect with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Come on, saint. I want you to know that he loves you. He cares about you. I want you to know he wants you to have his very best. But I believe that we done bagged up. We done settled. Watch yourself. We done settled. You know, our conscience, our mind is seared like a hot iron. We numb to some of the things. If we was to go back to where we first got saved, you know, a lot of things you wouldn't put up with. You'll immediately repent, reject it, and get from around it. But now we make an excuse, we sell it for, it's all right. It ain't bad. It's okay. We don't backed up. We need to go back, get a fresh anointing. We need to go back and get a fresh touch of him. Either you going on or you going back. There ain't no middle of the road. You're not standing still. Each and every one of you this morning, as you drove to the church this morning, there were signs out there on the road. Some of you encounter a red light. Some of you a stop sign. Some of you a yield sign. Or some of you might have ran into a detour rolled out. Now watch this here. Those signs were there for you to get to this your place of destination. Those signs was on the road for your benefit to get to your destination safe. If you ignore either one of those signs, you could shipwreck. You could shipwreck. I want you to know the word of God is your sign. They're a warning sign along the way. As you read the Bible tells you to love one another as Christ said love. Have you stopped loving one another? Is you don't let that old hateful spirit, I know you don't have, none of y'all don't have it in here, but I'm just saying, that old mean spirit, I know that none of you guys, ladies, have it in here, but have some of those spirits creep back up. We need to go back to our first love. Either you going on or you going back. Are we allowed unforgiveness to settle in our heart? Are we allowed short patience to arrive in our life. We used to wouldn't get involved with a lot of things. But right now, watch this here. Here where the test is right now. You're using an excuse. You'll say something like, it's all right. I just mean this here. It ain't nothing, you know, no harm in that. At one time, you wouldn't put up with it. At one time, you'll go repent. At one time, you'll go back and ask for forgiveness. But now you pass it on. Are you going on or going back? Get your Bibles. Go to the book of 1 Corinthians. We are living in perilous time. We are living in hard time. We are living in difficult time. We are living. Look at Paul in 1 Corinthians. Let's go to Paul, 1 Corinthians. I'm not going to hold you long. But I want you to get this here. And you can get the tape. I want you to know the tape is being taped. And I want you to know even the praise and worship is going to be taped. And you can get that. You can for a purchase of $10. You can get this. It's going to be a 2-CD series there. But watch this here. Go to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. Chapter 9. Thank you, sister. Brother, sister. 1 Corinthians. Let's go to 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Give me a little bit. I'm rolling here. 1 Corinthians. If you got it, so praise the Lord. Come on, talk to me. The rest of you. If you got it, so praise the Lord. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Look at verse 27. Notice what Paul said. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to other, I myself should be a castaway, be a throwaway. That's a time that we used to witness to people. That's time we used to go out and tell people about Christ. That was time that we was to go out and be that witness. But Paul was saying, he didn't want to preach and teach the other and then himself become a castaway. We got to keep on doing this, saint. We got to keep on doing what we was doing in the beginning when we first got started. Paul was warning us. There's a warning sign right here. And the Bible's telling us not to forsake the assembly of ourselves. I want you to know we need one another. I need you and you need me. Come on now. And when you don't show up, when you're not in place, when you're not on your post, guess what? That's a missing link. That's a missing link. We need one another. We need to come together and fellowship and iron sharpen irons. Come on now. That's what it's all about. But sometimes we get a little careless. Sometimes we get a little selfish. Sometimes I'm not going to go. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. Now we're looking at, what do I get out of it? We need to do for the greater cause. Let's do it for the greater cause, for the greater good, for the whole. Whether we get anything out of it or not, do it for the majority. Do it for the greater good. Do it to help somebody. It don't hurt to help somebody. Come on now. When you sow seed, you're also going to reap some seed. Come on now. When you sow, like I ain't talking about giving an offering now. You sow love, you get love. You sow peace, you're going to get peace. You sow joy, you're going to get joy. Come on now. Amen. Whatever you sow, it's coming back. You're going to reap it. You're going to get it back. Let's go to the book of Timothy. 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 4. I want you to know that going back, watch this here, it's a possibility. It's a possibility. No one exempt. We can look in the Bible where those men was going on with God, but it got sidetracked. Let's take Peter. Peter was going on with Jesus. Guess what? He went back fishing. Demon. He went back to the world. Judas got money in his eyes. There was going on. He stayed healed. He stayed fed. He stayed on top of situation, but he allowed money to get in his eyes. Come on now. And he went back. He ended up hanging himself. Look at 1 Timothy. If you dare, so praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time, some shall depart from the faith. Some shall depart from the faith. Some people going to give up on God. Some people going to quit. Is he warning us? The scripture is clearly letting us know in the last day, some going to depart from the faith. You don't have to be named among those that departed from the faith. All you got to do is just keep on going. Don't go back. Going on or going back. Just keep moving forward. He's already warning us right here. He said, giving heed to seduce the spirit and doctrine of the devil, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience. This is what I wanted you to see right here. Having their conscience sealed with a hot iron. You know, we, like I was saying, something that we doing now, we wouldn't do that. We wouldn't even, if the thought came there, we start confessing it. We start rebuking it. We start getting rid of it, but we don't sell it for it now. Sell it for the known. What's you setting up yourself for? As time go on, watch this here. It's not going to get any better if you don't stop it and cut it off right there. But what's going to happen was it's going to get a little deeper. You're going to let this slip by, then you'll let that slip by, and then your conscience become seared with a, like a hot iron, like a branding iron, like you brand a cow. It's getting numb. So you can start doing the thing that you used to do. Come on now. You go back and start doing those things and have no remorse. No remorse. Wake up. Wake up, church. Hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us. Wake up. Going back or going on. We don't have to be named among those that went back, but we can go on. Go on with Christ. Yes, that might happen. Yes, this disappointment might come against it. Yes, somebody said something. Yes, somebody did something. Yes. But we got to press on. We got to keep on. No matter what. And Jesus was our example. What you and I get mad about, what you and I get upset about and walk away from is candy stuff, say. His baby stuff compared to what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ went through. Come on now. He was beat so bad. Come on. At the very end, when he was on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He's our example, saying his candy stuff, his baby stuff, the stuff that you and I go through. He already no warner. He said, in the world, you're going to have trials, tests, situations, hardship and pain. Come on now. But he said, be of good courage. I have already overcame it. I have already made a way for you to come out of that. I have already made a way that you can get on top. And it's your faith going to cause you to rise up above situation and circumstance. Come on now. Build your faith up. Build your faith up. Build it up and press on and keep on. I'm not denying and I'm not saying, no, you wasn't hurt. Now that people didn't do you wrong, yes, you're exactly right. But forget it. Press on and keep on. Keep on. You got to keep on. You got to press on. And forgetting those things which are behind, let it go and move forward. Going on or going back? People draw back. Let's look at Matthew. Let's go to the book of Matthew. Boy, I tell you, that TikTok on the wall, don't be playing. Matthew. Matthew, look, let's look at 13. Matthew 13, chapter 13. Let's look at 20 and 22. 13, 20 and 22. 20 through. If you got it, say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Matthew 13. And let's start at verses number 20. He said, but he that received the seed into a stony place, the same is he that hears the word and of anon with joy receive it. You know, we receive the word, we hear the word, and we rejoice. Oh, praise God. That's right on time. This is a good word. Watch this here now. Stay with me. 21, yet has no root. You ain't got no foundation, no root. And you soon forget. You soon forget what you heard. Now you received that word. You were joyful. You was happy. But then Monday morning when the enemy rose up and came and you forgot about it. Wasn't no root. We got to get the foundation. We got to get it down in the root. And he has no root in himself, but do it for a while. You do it for a while. You stand for a while. He said, for when tribulation or persecution arise because of the word by he is offended. He's offended. When the tribulation come, when the trial come, when the test come, when the hardship and the pain come, you forget about what you heard. Let it get down in you. Study this word. Meditate in this word. Ask God to open up your eyes that you can see. Open up your heart that you can receive. Let that word get down in there and walk in the word. Walk by faith and not by sight. Don't be moved by situation or circumstance. Don't be moved by what people say. Don't be moved by what they even do to you. Press on. Press on and keep on. That's what he's talking about. Look at 22. And he also received the seed among thorns. Is he that hears the word and the cares of this world. We let the cares of this world choke the word out. The cares. We worry about this. We worry about that. The cares of the word. The world. It chokes the word out. And deceitfulness of riches choke the word out. And he become unfruitful. You become unfruitful. We going on or we going back? I'm going to share this with you briefly. You know, I want you to know we got a real adversary out there. I'm not giving him no credit by no stretch of imagination. But I want you to know we got a real enemy out there. He want to destroy you. He want to take you out. You and I, he want to do that. He watching you. He waiting for you to slip up. He waiting for you to ease back into your old ways. I want you to know one thing about that rascal. Let me tell you this here. I found out to be kind of true. He patient. He'll wait on you. He'll catch you at your weakest moment. He'll catch you at your weakest moment and he'll try you. And if you're not careful, he'll take you out. He watching you. He go to's and fro. Looking, seeking whom he may devour. He can't devour everybody. He can't devour because they identify the sword. They are sober. They are diligent. They are watchful. They are on their post. They watch it. But he is patient. He'll try to wear you down. He done got saints that been serving the Lord for 20, 30, 40 years. He got them. Let me just give you a good illustration of that. I used to hunt. I love hunting when I was coming up and everything. And what I really liked about the hunter is this here. Watch this here. The trophy part. We wanted to get the buck. The buck was the trophy. To get the deer and to be able to kill a deer, you got to be on your P's and Q's. You got to be alert. You got to be watchful. You got to be skillful. And once you get that deer, watch yourself. Either you and I, key, it's going to be a trophy of heaven or a trophy of hell. And what I mean about that, Our trophy, back to the hunting part. Our trophy is something that you win, achieve, you get. And when somebody asks, how you did that? You brag on it. Oh, I did this. I don't care what kind of situation it is. You got that trophy. It's something that you brag on. Are you going to be a trophy, a heaven, or hell? Is the enemy going to brag on, I got that sister. I got that brother. It took me 20 years to bring him or her down. I watched them. I staked them out. I stalked them. I waited. I watched it, the activity. He began to brag on how he tricked you, how he caused you to fall. The same way with our fathers. He want to brag on you that, hey, my sister, my brother, my daughter, my son, they stayed with it. They didn't bag up. They didn't go back. They just endured as a soldier, hardship and pain. They went through it. Brag on it. Either the enemy going to brag on you or our Heavenly Father going to brag on you. It's no middle of the road. What kind of trophy would you like to be? What kind of trophy are you going after that you want to be? What kind of trophy? A trophy of heaven or a trophy of hell? And I believe that you can be a trophy of heaven if you just go on, if you keep pressing on, if you keep moving forward, and don't back up and don't quit. Press on and keep on. Solution to that, to be a trophy of heaven. Let me give you a quick solution among many others. Hebrew, write these down because I got to go with it now. Hebrew 10 and 22. He said, let us draw near him. Let us draw near God. Let us seek him. Let us come nigh him. Let us seek after him. Hebrew, that's 10 and 23. Hebrew, while we're there, Hebrew 10 and 22. Let's just turn there. Let us draw near him. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We can make it, saint. We're going to make it. We're going to make it because we is destined to win. Look at our Hebrew 10:23. And we're going to get ready to close here. 10:23. It says right here, let's just back up to 22. Let us draw near him with truth. Jump down to 23. Let us hold fast to the confession of faith. Let us hold fast to what we believe, to what we first believe. You know how you believe it? You say, I believe it. That's selling and that's it. And you stay with it. Stay on course. Stay on point. Look at 24. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good work. 25, not to forsake the assembly of ourselves together, as many of some is, but exalting one another. A lot of people, and you know them, have forsaken the assembly of themselves. They got so many excuses why they can't be in the house of the Lord on Sunday morning. It ain't but an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours the most. You could come in, fellowship with your brother and with your sister. I want you to know they need you on your post. They need you. Iron sharpens iron. Let me give a good illustration of what I'm talking about. Peter was on his post. Him and John were going up to the to pray at the hours, pray at the temple. Watch this here. Peter and John, that was a beggar out there, said that silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. Look, you got something. That's the key. You got something to offer. You might not have money. You might not have a talent over here to play an instrument, but you got something to give back to help somebody. It's all about helping somebody. It's not being selfish. It's for the greater good. Use what you got. You got a talent, sister. You got a talent, sister. We need you. We need you. We all don't have the same gifts and talent and calling on our life, but we got something. Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, whatever you got, use it for the glory of God. And when you don't show up, when you don't use it, somebody is lacking. Somebody needs what you got. But we mad. We upset. We ain't going back. Come on back, saint. Come on back. Come on back to the fold. It can't be that bad. Pray about it. Ask God to help you. Ask God to do whatever he needs. Don't let that little petty and his stuff cause you to miss out on what God has for you, that crown of glory. Stay with it, saint. Well, I'm going to have to close. I want you to know I love you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you pressing your way in to come out this morning. You didn't have to come. I thank God for the Holy Spirit laid it on your heart and draw you here. Don't let this be the last time. Amen. Come back and be with us. Come on, get the Lord a hand praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Going on or going back?